it looks at the public as a resource, not a liability. And the hard, cold facts are, in these very large-scale complex disasters, we cannot reach everybody fast enough. And the more people understand that they have a role to make sure that they have done everything they can to prepare themselves and their family, the better we're going to be able to take care of and meet the needs of those that cannot. There are people, whether they're children in a community, whether they're frail elderly, certain people, whether it's because of they don't have resources, they're poor, or perhaps they have some type of impediment, that maybe a disability or something that requires additional assistance, they shouldn't have to compete with the rest of us for the things that we could have done to prepare ourselves. I look at the public not as a liability, but as a resource. And I look at preparedness as the cornerstone of that. The better prepared we are, the better able we are to take care of our families, the more it frees up our responders to focus in on the most vulnerable citizens. But also, it's an additional resource that we oftentimes have not put a lot of emphasis on. And that is encouraging people to take some additional steps, such as encouraging them to become trained, take first aid courses, get involved in your community. And when disaster strikes and you and your family are okay, check on a neighbor. I'm not asking for people to do radical things. I'm asking people to do what many people do naturally anyway. But I think it's sometimes important that government recognize that being part of the team and recognizing what the public adds and enabling them and empowering them is as important as our catastrophic planning on what we're going to do on the federal side.